Commission on February 4, 2020. The order, first order of business would be roll call.
Chairman Wingwell.
Present.
Vice Chairman Allengreen.
Here.
Commissioner Bob Bagley.
Here. I would ask Commissioner Bagley to give implication.
Bow your heads, please. Dear Lord, be with us today as we make decisions for the county, that they be the right ones for the long term, and also be with everybody in this inclement weather that we're supposed to have in the next few days. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Item C, minutes of the January 21st, 2020 regular Cali County Commission meeting. Gentlemen, did you see anything that needed corrected?
Nope. Moved approved minutes as presented.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Any citizens to be heard today? Okay. Linda, you're first. Consider approval of CDBO fiscal year 2020 contract amendment.
We received an amendment from the state of Kansas for our annual contract. We are getting an increase in the rate paid to us for the basis assessments, going from $90 to $125 per assessment. So that's about $7,000 more a year than we anticipated. The other items, you know, it's all the same other than the rate. So here to get your approval to accept that.
No wonder it's a nice storm coming in.
Move to approve amendment for CDBO fiscal year 2020 contract as presented.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed. We have a 40% to sign.
Yeah, just need you.
Right here.
We got you.
I got another copy in there if you want to have him sign it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Mm-hmm. Next item of business, consider approval of USDA 2019-2020 agricultural risk coverage and direct and price loss coverage contract on county-owned farmland. Lucas?
Chairman, this is for the property adjacent to the landfill. Something that I believe you've done in multiple years before.
Gentlemen, do you have any comments or questions?
Mm-hmm. I'd move to approve USDA 2019-2020 agricultural risk coverage, direct and price loss coverage contract as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. I'd say the middle.
You're the actual producer for this one because we own part of it, even though you're not actually producing, so it's that first
okay.
one.
Okay, so right arrow going down there.
Because his name's on the second part, and so he'll sign the other part because he's the actual farming person.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Consider approval to add a juvenile intake home-based services officer under the Cali County Youth Services, representing, stepping in for Melody, is Lucas.
Tim and I had her draft a little RBA. I just put it in your Dropbox at the very beginning of your packet. Essentially, this position, we used to have a similar position to this due to restraints in budgeting from the state. We did not refill it when the previous position holder retired. At this point, the funding has increased, and she's asking to fill this position. I also added the adjusted pay plan if you choose to. That would show this position on it if you choose to pass it.
As a grade 9? Gentlemen, any comments or questions?
She's done well on her funding, so I'd move to approve the creation of juvenile intake services officer and direct administrative ad positions of the 2020 county play plan.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. We sign any papers on that or?
No.
And now, consider approval of MOU with City of Dexter, Kansas regarding the activation of outdoors warning signs.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen, for seeing me on short notice. I know this came out last week, but I want to go to a little bit of history. This is not the first time you've seen me over an MOU, so I want to kind of give you the history. That way, the next time I come, or several times, I don't have to go over it again. Years ago when I started this position, and there was a lot of things I was told, and one was that we activate sirens for all the communities in our county, and it's just been an EM function. It's just what we've done. We do not do the sirens in our Kansas City, or right now in IXL or Bolton Township or the Crestwell Township / Parker Field area. We do everything else for every other community. We've been doing it basically off of a verbal agreement, from my understanding, is that we have the operational ability, the equipment, we have the technical ability, and we have the manpower. Only one community in Cali County has the ability to sound their own sirens, and that's Utah. And they do not wish to do it on their own during severe weather any of the time. They wish to have us do it. What I'm trying to do with this MOU is to take two different parts of what we've been doing over the past 20 years and put it in writing, because it's been on a gentleman's agreement, at least on the activation of sirens. We've just been expected to do it, and I have no problem with that. We do have guidelines that we follow. We train our staff. 911 has their staff trained. They can activate the sirens as well. We actually had to do that last year. A tornado warning hit us at 3:22 in the morning on a Sunday. We called 911 and say, would you activate Utah? And they do. It's done within the same amount of time frame we could do it if we were sitting in the office. So there's trained staff to do it. We don't expect the cities to do it. This is not standard across the state of Kansas that emergency management does it. Many other counties, it's up to their cities, it's up to their local fire department, their police department. There's no set standard that says we have to do it, but we choose to do it, and I think it's the right thing to do. The other part is the financial portion. We as the county actually only own four sirens. That's the three in Starkfield and one in the community of Rock. The rest of them in Dexter's, we're gonna talk about Burton, Atlantic, Cambridge, Udall, Winfield, City Lake are all owned by those municipalities. We have letters of agreement, letters from four of the five small communities. We cannot find Cambridge. This is the reason I'm doing this, is because they agreed back in the 1980s to fund half of siren repairs for all of their communities within, and we've honored that since I've been here. So in other words, if there's work to be done, we do regular testing, we do regular maintenance within my office. I have the staff that can do that. If it's above our head, we contact the City of Winfield, who does that at no charge to these communities. So they will go to Cambridge, they will go to Atlanta, they will check them all to their ability with a bucket truck, no charge. If it's above what they can do, we call a vendor with a coordination with the community, and then we split the cost with them. We do batteries every 3 years for every community that has battery backup, and we split that cost with them. It's something we've done. This MOU is simply putting that in writing. We're not wanting to change anything. You know, what would happen if, and right now there's some blurred lines, I believe. If we don't sound them, you know, does a community blame us? Yes, we would get blamed because we've been doing it. But I like to have that in writing, that it is our responsibility, and that they're okay with us doing that. Again, I'm mentioning the ones other than the three previous that I mentioned. Those down south are a different issue, which we are continuing to work with right now. They're all signed by the City of our Kansas City, and I think that will remain that way. And I'm okay with that. Geographically, that just makes sense. So again, we're not changing anything. We're just putting it in writing. I did use the template that you guys used for the East Chestnut Bridge, so I got hopefully the writing that makes sense. I have reached out to the City of Dexter. I chose them first. It's kind of my guinea pig because I know everybody on the council. I think it would be easier to go through that to get that process started. However, when I sent this to them, I have been unable to make contact with them, and I found out last night it was due to a family emergency, and so I have not made contact with them to see what they think about this. So I guess my point is if the commission's in agreement with this, I can certainly take it. Well, I will take it to them and see if they agree with it. And we're not changing anything. Just putting it right. That's kind of where we're at, and then from the future is to do all the other small communities and Winfield as well. Basically, you know, leadership changes. When I took over close to 20 years ago, I was told this is the way it is, and I had to scrounge for documents to, you know, start showing that. So I think it's time to actually get it to where we're on a standard across the board where we all know what's going on and for future, for those who, in every community in here.
I think it's a great idea to get it in writing because, like you said, everybody, it changes, leadership changes. We've had some fire districts that we've had problems with
yes.
because leadership changed and it was verbal. Nothing, gentlemen.
I do want to make a note, this is not the result of any issues that we've had. It's to try to prevent any issues in the future.
Totally understand that.
I can agree completely with Brian. Given standbys and the activation and the process in which it happens is key to everybody's safety.
So the one thing I do want to really reiterate is the 50-50 payment for this one. When it comes time for the city of Winfield, that part will be changed. Because the city of Winfield pays for all of their own maintenance, their own upkeep, everything. They're just one that's always done their own, just like city of our city. So that one will be different when it does come time for that.
It'll be the same, but it'll be different.
Yeah, yeah. The activation will be the same. The maintenance will be the same. However, the payment 50-50 will be removed.
We like that part. That's
I do
great.
Too.
Bob, you have anything you want to say about it?
Nope, I think it's a good deal. Move to approve the MOU with the City of Dexter for activation of outdoor warning sirens as presented.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
I do have an original here where I put the date on the front, actually with today's date instead of just the lines. I put that original
okay.
because I was not sure what date was what happened. And I will follow up with Lucas if there are any issues or anything. I'll follow up with you.
Item number five, consider approval of county engineering services agreement. Okay, John's going to speak up here for us.
Well, we want to know anyway. I think we've approved that Kirk and Michael be our engineering firm, so they sent us their contracts and the prices and stuff here, so looks like it's going to be about flat rate of $900, and then they got their mileage in there. Comes to a total of $974 a month. And with that, they'll come here for one day a month. So they recommend maybe on a commission meeting day, you know, if you guys have any questions or concerns, we go over all the little small projects. And then from then on, like anything like the bridge, any bridge stuff or anything like that, they said will be where they can. They can do the bids just like any engineering contract. So I think that's what we're looking at on that.
We talked about the work session and that.
Yeah.
I'd move to approve the contract with Kirk and Michael for engineering services.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next item of business, Number six, consider approval of annual appointment of statutory positions and official depositories for various county funds. The county engineer. John or Lucas?
You guys traditionally appoint this position. Since we didn't have the contract finalized, we tabled it, and this is back from that table.
Board moved to appoint Kirby Michael as county engineer.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed. Consider approval of engineering services for bid collection and oversight of repair of Bridge 73 near Hackney.
And that was another thing we had table suit on. Now that we got the engineering, I can discuss with them and we go ahead and see where we can go on, like just getting the deck tore off and then start looking more into that and see what we're going to do.
So like we talked the other day, they'll be getting bids on getting the deck removed.
Yes.
And
yes. Yeah, we can start checking on that.
So they did bid out that project. It was an RFP. So traditionally you would appoint them, if that's who you want to use, to do that project. Since you did go out for bids, you did collect bids. You did multiple bidding folks. So Kirk and Michael were one of the folks that they did.
So, any discussion?
We need to figure it out so we can make a decision on that. So
yeah.
Yep. Bob, I think that's right. Go ahead with it.
We kind of discussed it the other day with work session about things.
It's perhaps a motion to request that Kirk and Michael to do the work for that would be appropriate.
Just go ahead.
We move to approve Kirk and Michael to start the process on bid collection oversight and repair of Bridge 73.
Thank you.
Bob, thank you. Motion. For Forrest, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. And you're going to start on that, aren't you?
All right. Get after it. Thanks,
sir. You're doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Consider approval of Resolution 2020-01 GAAP waiver of fiscal year 2019.
Chairman, we do this each year. This is for our county practice. We are under the KMAG compliancy and we do not fall under GAAP. And so this is the resolution that states that for our 2019 on up 2020 year.
Move to approve Resolution 2020-01 as presented.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next item was to approval of payment register for period ending February 4th, 2020 for checks numbered 182-284 through 182-374 totaling $154,250.52, wires totaling $207,807.66, and direct deposits totaling $319,096.13, and checks numbered 812-951 through 812-966 and 2, totaling $17,153.78. Do you see anything in the payment schedule that you had questions on?
I'm fine.
Nope.
I would move to approve the payment of claims as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next next item of business is abatement request presented by Karen Madison, Sally County Clerk. Did you guys see anything that you had questions on with any of those?
Move to approve and endorse the correction orders as presented.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Other items to come before the commission. Karen? Catch you when you...
My whole office is passing it around too. This is just the actual, you guys passed that 2 weeks ago on the vacating.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the form and I have this type of stuff.
You haven't been to China lately, have you?
That's the joke of my house, trust me. I have not. In order to cancel 3 checks. And that is all.
My shelf is in the way, so don't feel bad.
Kelly was gone yesterday and she feels terrible. And Kay was at the library right now doing just a talk thing for me right now, and she's got it in her throat too. So my office may end up closing for sickness.
It's better to feel bad in this weather than it is when it's 70 and 80.
Although it was 70 this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else? That's it. Mark?
Nothing, Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Lucas, nothing. Move that we recess into executive session with the county administrator, the county counselor to discuss matters deemed attorney-client privilege. We will reconvene the open meeting in this room, the first floor of the assembly room, at 5 minutes from now, which would be 9:30.
Second motion.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving into executive session. Action was taken. And I will move to adjourn.
Second.
Third.
Meeting
we are adjourned.
Did we set a record?